Your Zest Life is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com, Boise, or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Okay. Hello, and welcome to Your Zest Life. I'm your host, Genevieve Nutting, and gosh, what a great day to be alive. I woke up to the leaves changing colors already, and the mornings are feeling crisp, which means our pups are super snuggly right now. It's one of my favorite times of the year. I can keep rocking my bike shorts that I live in and my knockoff Birks slip-ons. I will say, I did almost pull out my furry slip-ons, but decided that that might invite winter a little too soon. They're these open-toed slip-ons with these like wild fur across the foot that I argued with Shelby, who is our GM at Cycle Bar, about when they were first released. And I told her they were going to be all the rage. And this is the season. I'm going to make it happen. I am Shelbs, which is ironic because Shelby is this week's guest on the pod. Is it ironic? Or am I just adding another lyric for Alanis Morissette to use in her ironic remix? Well, either way, Shelby is this week's guest, and she's funny, she's 40, she's single, watch out, gentlemen, and the best general manager of Cycle Bar Village Meridian. By the way, she didn't say that. I said she's the best, because truly, she is. But moreover, Shelby Schwitters is a recent Idaho transplant by way of California and Washington. A true Pacific Northwest girl, she'd rather be spending time outside camping or kayaking, which can't blame you, or frequenting a bougie hotel and spa. Triple cannot blame you there. Shelby's a hard worker, one of the hardest workers I know, truly, and loves spending time with family and friends, loves Disneyland and cats. Legit, she is an ambassador of the Disney franchise, which if she's not, she should be. She loves home decor and hates yard work. Everyone has to have something, right? And truly, this woman is one of the most positive and authentic humans I know. She was also my first ever podcast co-host way back when she and I had a podcast together, and she would share her gift of gab and do all the editing and uploading. Really, she made that pod happen. I gotta be honest, though, there is a lot of laughter this week. Shelby and I just got back from our first live concert together in over 2 years, Louis the Child and Jai Wolf, which was so good. It seriously brought us back to life. We recap on some of the moments we never want to forget from that night, as well as many other random but very much memorable adventures of ours. Along with the laughter, though, we sprinkle in some more serious combos, including finding the balance between working hard, playing hard, and resting hard. The value in being present to help with our recollection and enjoyment of life's simple moments and not needing to capture every moment on our phones. We talk cosmic connections, leadership, more specifically, how to be a leader that others trust, as well as what makes her the coolest person ever. Seriously, she is the Schwit. Our Vegas trip and the TV show we helped to create. Okay, that's kind of a stretch, but we did help in putting together the preview of it. She shares her celebrity crush, and we even make a Hallmark card while we're at it. Shelby Schwitters, I feel like I've known you forever, but wasn't meant to meet you until I met you. She is truly the Schwit, and I'm so excited for you to get to enjoy her laughter and infectious energy in this week's episode of Your Zest Life. Well, hello. Cheers, my friend.
Cheers.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here today.
Mm.
This is like old times coming around full circle.
It really is. Except for this time we're not in either of our dining rooms.
Yeah. And not trying to figure out how to get the mixer to connect to the...
Oh, my gosh.
And remember what the levels were at.
Or having to edit.
I honestly, this isn't a whole lot different for me because I felt like I just showed up basically and you did all the editing.
Yeah.
So I apologize on that end because I did not bring my 50-50.
Well, I feel like you did bring your 50-50 because your 50 is mainly like a super sparkling personality. And sometimes I just bring the like the can do grit of like, let's make it work.
I was thinking back to when we first, so we used to have a podcast, and I remember when we were recording our intro.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to the Boise Public Library.
Yes.
And rented a room because, like, where could it be really quiet?
Yeah.
But we wanted to be, like, fun and be ourselves, but we're in the library, so we felt we could be quiet. And we're like, and she likes kittens. I don't even remember what our intro was, but you said something about, like, it was supposed to be really exciting. You're like,
right.
I like kittens.
Yeah, we really couldn't let loose at the library. We
couldn't.
But
yeah. But here you can do whatever. There's no rules.
Great. I love no rules.
I know.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on though. This is really this is a pure treat.
It is a pure treat. I've really been looking forward to it. And I didn't realize when we scheduled it, so I'm like looking at our hands and I feel the girl on Never Been Kissed. Because I thought our tag said under 21. I'm like, I'm young, under 21. Fall asleep on my hand. It says over 21.
Yeah, we are definitely over 21. We went to a concert last night.
Oh my gosh.
It was the best.
It was
Chance
everything.
The Rapper.
Chance the Ryan the Creator.
Tyler.
Which it
no,
wasn't
neither
of them.
Of those. It was, who was it? Louis the Child, which I didn't know was two guys. I like went into it totally blind.
You thought, you're like, this should be Louis the Children.
Yeah, well, Louis and his kids. Yeah.
Because their dad's name is Lewis?
I guess.
Lewis's children.
I fully like researched both of them.
Did you?
No.
I looked them up last night because I'm looking around us. And I don't know about you, but I felt like between when COVID hit and now like we're getting out, we're socializing more, everybody got really young.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's only been 2 years. I was 38 when we would have still been going to those shows. And now I'm 40. And so they still seem young. They seemed young.
Did they seem young then too?
For sure. Yeah. But life, age is just a number.
Age is just a number. But I did feel between that and then we'd gone out downtown. We never go downtown, but we went out downtown, I think for Lauren's birthday.
Oh yeah.
And everyone looked 16. I'm like, you all have, I think everyone just has fake IDs.
I still have a fake ID.
Just kidding, have an expired ID.
Do you really?
Yeah. I carry it around with me when I ride my bike.
Okay. But it's so that not way if the I actual get lost. One that you use. Yeah, because you wouldn't be able to do anything with that ID.
No, I tried one time because I forgot my real ID and I was like, I promise this is who I am. They're like, it's expired.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
once it's expired, it's like a dead piece of plastic.
I know. Unless you're found in the woods and then they can identify who you are at least.
Well, that's why you have teeth, dental records and stuff.
So I guess I don't need to be carrying around an expired ID card with me. We got to turn back. I know it's a 2-hour drive. I need my expired ID.
What was your favorite part?
I like stayed in bed for an hour. Granted, my dogs were snuggling me. I was like a puppy sandwich. Uh-huh. But I stayed in bed for an hour just like reminiscing last night because it really was. It was like I don't know, maybe I'm like fantasizing it, but it was the night that I've needed for the last 2 years.
I think that there was just something, there's something about being in a collective like people group that it felt very worshipful in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There was just like, it was everyone was just lost in a moment, no matter if it was 100%. The same moment or if it was a different moment. There were moments when I looked down and there was some like random girl with a hat like grinding on us. And that was funny. But everybody was just in their own little separate world and
really courteous of each other.
Well, you know, there were some people that were just like super bumping up against me. And I kind of get a little bit like aggro.
I need my space.
Like, ugh. Elbow back.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. I chose kindness. Yes. Yeah. But it was great. It was really great.
I did notice, so when Jai Wolf, we didn't see the first person, but I'm sure they're awesome. I think they're like an opera singer that is converting into EDM.
So I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. But Jai Wolf, which Katie loves Jai Wolf. Jai Wolf's like fantastic. And then for Lewis the Child, we're like, we've got to get up closer. And then I'm realizing the closer we get, it's like when you're getting out in the ocean, you're getting the waves, you're like, oh, we're really in this.
Oh, very much so.
And that's when people, I was like, I know I'm 5'3", but I'm standing my ground. You're not going to push me out of here.
Right. There was a moment at one point that I don't know what song it was because I don't know any of their songs, if I'm honest.
Yes, you do. Free.
Probably. Yeah, maybe. But I felt people get closer to me and push us forward.
They wanted us to be in the front and lead the energy.
I don't know if that, let's maybe say that. I also thought, this is where I die. And I had a moment of like slight anxiety. And then I was like, okay, just ride it. Like sometimes,
ride the wave.
Yeah, sometimes it all comes back again. And then maybe like 10 minutes later, people had kind of dispersed a little bit. And I felt like I was less claustrophobic.
The part that got me was when they're like, everybody get down.
Oh my
gosh, I was like, I'm going to be the parent right now. This is not a good idea. someone's going to get a I kept telling everyone around me, I was like, watch your nose. Because he wanted us to jump up at the same time, which I'm sure like if there was a filming crew there.
Right.
I'm like, am I going to be in your music video?
Right.
I'll commit to this. I'm not going to jump up and come to work with a broken nose next week. Like, even
well,
the girl
may.
Next to me was like.
I kept on saying, I looked around to everybody and I was like, this is a fire hazard. And I was like,
that's how you know you're the oldest one at the concert.
Right. Except for we were not the oldest ones at the concert.
The moms in the back.
Yes.
And you could tell I was like, oh, you guys need to be at Barbacoa.
Well,
they looked lovely.
Maybe they were at Barbacoa and then they decided to take in a concert.
Good for them. Bad moms.
You know what?
Bad moms
great
sequel
for
three.
Them. If I ever get married and if I ever have kids, I'm going to be that mom.
You're going to join them?
Well, I'm going to, I don't know. I'm probably going to have my
own
mom,
group.
Mom pack. Yeah.
Kittens, inspired by kittens.
What is it? We are in
Hawaii. You need to look at the kittens inspired by kittens. It's probably like a 20-year-old video now. I'm realizing now everything is old.
She definitely is like 17 or 18 now. And she was younger.
Oh, the girl reading the book.
She was younger.
Go down to his legs. there was, at the end of the night, when, I have like so many questions for you, but
oh, great.
At the end of the night, and I don't even remember what song they're playing, but it was when they're like, encore, encore, you know, and of course they're going to come out, like, not your first rodeo.
Right.
They come out, and they do the stuff, and then, I just remember, I love the Ford, Idaho,
the
Central.
Idaho,
Yeah. Because you're outside.
Yes.
Granted, it was smoky, but the smoke was starting to clear a little bit and you could like see some stars. Mm-hmm. And then they did like the big, like,
poof,
and there's confetti.
Yeah.
I found so much confetti in my pants when I came home.
You found it in your pants?
Yeah, because
I found it totally in my bra.
Oh.
For sure.
Oh, well,
yeah, you were wearing a bra.
You couldn't find it. But I just remember looking up. I'm like, this is it. Like, this is the place. And the confetti's falling. And I'm looking around. And at that moment, I was like, I need to record this and remember it. And I was like, no, you need to be in this moment.
You didn't record
it? I didn't record it.
Proud of you for
that. But I was like really trying to be present. It was like a really big mindfulness exercise where I'm like looking at the confetti and it's falling. And I'm looking at you and you're smiling. And I'm looking at Haley. And I've never seen Haley have more of the time of her life.
I hope her neck today is okay.
It's hurting. I bet. Mine is hurting. Hers is hurting.
Yeah.
Like ran across the stage and this is where you could tell. And I did look them up afterwards. I'm like, who are these guys? Right. How young are they? How do they know each other? Because I think the cool part here too is coming from the years that we've had and they're finally able to go back on the road.
Yeah.
And it was like the most authentic, like they were so excited to be there. And you could tell they're just like in the moment. They were happy to be doing the thing they love. They jumped into each other's arms and did like a jump hug. And one of the guys like carrying him across the stage.
Oh my God. It's like Dirty Dancing.
Oh my gosh. I sat there and I'm like, this is the best moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't film any of it. And part of me was like, you should have filmed this so you remember it. But I was so present. Like I hope that memory in itself.
I think, the older that I've gotten, I've realized that it's great to have mm-hmm. pictures and videos,
yeah.
but I would much rather like take it in and like have it be an impactful experience
yeah.
than to be able to look back at the 200 or so like pieces of media that I captured. Like I looked back this morning and I was like, okay, I have three pictures
that's
of the whole thing.
That's how it used to be though,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like I think that's where, I don't know about you, but my memory seems like it's gotten worse over time.
Totally.
And to the point where I don't really remember things as vividly as I did, as honestly, like the last time when I think of like remembering things vividly is in my mid early 20s. Mm. And that's when you would have like three photos from the night or right. one photo from the night because we were so much more present.
Right. Yeah. Very true. I
so
mean,
maybe
I think
that's the key
that
to aging is be very present.
Yeah. I think we could probably discuss for hours like is the fact that we're so tied to our phones about capturing something mm-hmm. affecting our relationships. Who knows? Who cares?
Oh, I totally think so.
I had a great time last night.
I had the best time.
Yeah. Really
so good that we bought tickets to Dylan Francis this morning.
But not Imagine Dragons.
Holy cow, concerts have gotten expensive.
Well, and it's the Taco Bell Arena or whatever that's
if
called
it was
now.
Outdoors, that's the thing too. It's all about location, and I don't yeah. love the indoor.
Well, that's where I saw them last time, Imagine
outside.
Dragons, at Botanical Gardens, and it was phenomenal.
That's the thing, is you need to see these artists when they're not huge.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Louis the Child is getting, I think that the next time they come to Boise, they're going to be a lot more expensive. But that you can tell, like, they're not burnt out.
Yeah.
You know, and not to like generalize, but they're not burnt out. They're still really excited about what they're doing. You can get up in the second row for like $30.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Listen, I'm just really excited because my friend Judah. Is like loves music and loves creating that stuff.
He's
and I'm
go far.
Like, this is going to be so great when in, you know, 15 years I can be backstage at yeah. his concerts.
Yeah, we don't need anyone to get us to meet Jai Wolf.
Nope.
I know.
We'll meet Judah.
Well, we already met Judah.
Yeah.
We already cycle barred to one of Judah's songs.
I
it was
know.
Really good.
That song specifically and that ride made me cry for sure.
Oh, if it wasn't like listening to that, because he really did a really good remix of
what was her name? Driving Alone
Drive
by Your
Cars.
House. Yeah. No, I'm Drive Alone by Your House or something like that. More. Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. That was amazing.
I need you to be the fact checker.
Okay, yeah. I'll be Monica to your Dax.
Yes.
Armchair expert. Not a plug.
But it's a great podcast.
Totally. Okay.
If it wasn't that remix, wow, I'm so sorry. I'm still like so congested. But if it wasn't that, it was looking back at Derek.
Well,
that's
Derek
another
was,
moment I won't
Derek
forget.
Derek was teaching. He was teaching that song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Judah was behind me. I looked back at Judah, but seeing Derek's reaction, because he didn't know that song. You're right. He taught it. He didn't know it was going to be on. And I just remember looking at his face and he's like, oh, because he doesn't hide anything. Yeah.
Right.
You're tearing up just thinking about it.
Yeah, because it's so cool.
It is so cool.
It's so cool.
And we heard that song the first time when we were on, I almost said a party bus. It wasn't even a party bus. It was a van that we rented.
We made it a party bus. We can make anything a party bus. Yeah. This is a party bus right here.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but we were in Napa for my birthday.
Yep. And we were both looking at each other and you're like, this needs to be played in the studio.
I legitimately, as we were listening to it, thought that it was like 40 minutes long.
It was four minutes.
It was so long. And I was like, this is the most magical piece.
This could be one ride just in this one song.
There were so many ups and downs,
oh
and I've got them all.
That day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We went to a lot of wineries when I turned 40. And it was honestly.
That was your birthday. That was the best.
It was a lot of fun.
I just like felt honored to be invited to that, like hanging out with all your
totally
friends.
You
like,
should
these
have.
People are so cool. They're jumping on beds.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Did you? You were jumping on beds too. I think you started the jumping on beds trend.
Oh. Oh. Well, then yeah, I'm one of your friends now.
Yeah. Was there a question before that?
No. But with all them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
now you're
gosh.
In the group. Cool.
By the way, this is Shelby.
Hi. Our intro takes 20 minutes.
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. And Shelby, okay, so people, I put out a ton of questions, or I didn't put out a ton of questions. I, every time before a podcast, will say, you know, who our guest is going to be and if they have questions. And people are so intrigued by you, which.
Oh, yes.
Like, I will vouch and say you are by far, like, one of the most interesting humans and like easy to get along with.
Okay.
I love your sense of humor.
I'll take it.
It took me a while to get your sense of humor though.
100%. It's very, it's very like dark and unassuming. And like if you don't listen, you'll miss it.
You totally will. And there were times where I'm like, I don't know where I can like push. Cause I have a dry sense of humor. My dad has a dry sense of humor, but yours is like a semi dry with like a touch of acidity.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you were a wine, you'd be very complex.
It's very dry and dark. And you can...
Dark.
100%. Sometimes it's pretty dark. Is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've learned to tone that down because not everybody loves a dark sense of humor.
I do like being the mediator sometimes when you're talking to someone who doesn't understand your sense of humor.
And that's...
And I have to look at them and be like, it's okay. You're fine. Just say whatever you want.
I need you in my life. Because honestly, I think that sometimes I'm communicating and I'm like... This person doesn't get it. And that's okay. And I mean, maybe it's just like, that's a me thing. I need to learn, read the room.
You're good at that. You've gotten really good at that, though.
From when you first met me to now.
How long have we known each other? Has it only been 3 years?
I don't think. It feels like a lifetime.
It's been a long time. I feel like I've known you forever, but I wasn't meant to meet you until when I met you.
Yeah. Isn't that a Hallmark card? It's a Hallmark card that you open as you're drinking wine doing a podcast
and a puzzle.
Oh my, yes. Okay, I'll take that. I think that certain people obviously come into your life at certain reasons, like at times, for the reasons that they're,
I think I would have
be
been
there.
Way too serious for you before then.
You think?
Oh, totally.
I think I would have.
And you would have been way too dark humored.
You know what? I think it would have been really fun because I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten more reserved, which that's
really?
Like, yes.
And I've gotten way more like, woo.
And so part of me wonders if we would have like, if you were younger and more like, were you more like prim and proper when you were younger?
No, not when I was young. I went through I was crazy.
Yeah.
Like when I was a little kid, it didn't really. My mom has a picture of me on my tricycle. I'm naked with my shoes on the wrong feet because I just couldn't wait to get outside and ride my bike.
Didn't she just share that a couple of days ago?
Probably.
I love your mom.
I know. She shares a lot of stuff on Facebook. But
get it, MB.
Get it. Yeah. But then I you go through like your teens and I think you start caring what people think about you. And then when I competed, I really cared because what people thought of you dictated your success.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like right now I'm getting back into my
I don't.
Maybe I'm gonna get on my tricycle naked with my shoes on the wrong feet. You don't know.
It depends on the shoe and if that would be comfortable.
Yeah, and if it's dark outside.
Right. No, I think I've never really cared what people thought, just in general.
It's fantastic.
But I definitely know that when I was like immediately after college, I definitely didn't give a F about
anything. In college,
anything.
Did you? A little bit?
No, not really. I mean,
high school, no.
College was a little bit more buttoned up because I went to a Christian college. And so you don't really I had my first drink of alcohol when I was 23 and I probably shouldn't have because I was under behavioral contract. Yeah. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of grace in living. You have to do fun things.
Yeah.
And so I definitely think that as I've gotten older, I've been more if I don't want to, I don't do it. But at the same time, I do need to have a sense of throw reckless abandon to the wind and have just a good time. That's what I miss about being younger is I just miss having a good time.
So how do you find the balance? And I'm turning this on you because one of the things you brought up, how do you find the balance between having a good time? And you're a hard worker. You are someone who, if I'm texting you at 10 o'clock at night and I'm also seeing you on Slack replying to messages.
Ugh.
I'm like, get off Slack.
I love Slack, but I also hate it because I feel like I'd never respond timely.
Well, you work, you're a very hard worker. And I think that our team can also look at the work you're doing and meant that the success of our studio, honestly, when you came in, you became manager, where you've taken us, and I know like the Greens would totally back this up too, like a lot of the growth of the success of our studio is because of the work you put in. So
that's hard. That's hard to accept, right?
Because yeah, totally.
At the same time, it's one person working with a huge team
that's a fantastic team.
Firing on all cylinders. Yeah.
But it trickles down, right? And we've talked about this where like leadership, because we get to lead together and we know like we've had leaders in our lives who have been really positively influential. And then we've had leaders in our lives who have been influential in other ways of showing us like this is maybe not how we want to lead.
Right.
But you do that's where, you know, even though it's a lot of accountability and maybe hard to take that accountability and say, I don't know, accountability, ownership, I guess, of the success of the team, but it trickles down, right?
Yeah,
you don't have a good leader, even if you have the best team, you're not going to be able to fully rise to your potential.
Right. Yeah.
So how do you find balance then between enjoying your life, doing the things that you want to do,
right,
while still working as hard as you do?
I don't.
You go to concerts.
I go
We're
to
finding
concerts.
It right now.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Like, you just, right, this has been a journey these last few years, you know, and I took over as general manager July or August, right before COVID hit.
2019.
Yeah, so maybe a full 6 months, and I didn't know what I was doing for that first year, you know. Well, great. But I think any job when you're just kind of thrown into the deep end, and hear me when I say, I had every available resource to me to not be able to fail. Like, I did not feel at any time that I was unsupported.
Yeah, totally.
Right? But you're still, no matter what amount of support, you're still kind of trying to figure out like where you're getting your bearings on a whole new position. And so I've not currently found a good balance of not being able to think about everything 24/7. And that's really where I am most of the time, is I'm in my head trying to figure out like how the F do I do all of this?
Yeah.
And sometimes that translates into I don't reply to Slack messages, or I'm not as communicative as I should be. But it's just because I think, you know, it's just a challenge.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for like friends like you and friends like Derek and Danielle and Nikki, who are my like friend chosen family in the area, that are like, hey, we're going here and we're doing this. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
great, let's do it.
Yeah, you know, I will say you're really good about that.
About like just saying yes.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
You're the yes. Like, if it makes sense, and that's where I know if you say yes to something, I trust. Like, it's going to be a good experience.
100%.
Because you've weighed like, again, like this morning, we were looking at concerts. We wanted to go to Dylan Francis. We wanted to go to Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
And, you know, weighing like the pros and cons and what makes the most sense financially and like time wise. And so I know, even like with your 40th birthday, like going, and it was a quick trip. It was right when things were starting to open again.
Right.
And I like, it was the best trip though. And so I just know, and also as you buy a leader, like I know when you make a choice for our studio, like I can fully trust what your choice is and fully follow your lead.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes, it does, it takes trust, it takes time. But I think, back to what you said, as far as like you never felt like you didn't have the support you needed.
Right.
Like, I think even above us, right, our owners, JP and Kimber, they do a really good job of setting this expectation without like telling us it's the expectation that you're going to bring your best.
Right.
Only your best is accepted. But like, that's the thing, is we're just asking for your best.
Right.
We're not looking for anything beyond that.
Right.
And always feeling like if we need resources or if we're in a pickle and we need help, like we can go to them.
Totally.
But also they trust us. And I think that's where a lot of leaders who are really smart, who are really powerful, who have a lot of great resources fail, is when they don't trust the people who are working around them to do their job.
Totally.
You know, micromanagement right there.
Oh my gosh.
And they do a really good job of just like trusting. And, you know, I think that I don't know, some, I hate when people are like, oh, you've proven yourself, but like you really have like proven that you have these great ideas. And even if they're ideas that we haven't tried before, or that are like, this is pretty off the wall.
Totally.
But like you've thought it out well enough that you know how to execute it, but it doesn't need to be all the way figured out, which I really admire about you.
That's kind. Thank you for that. Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, yeah, we'll just see where it goes. You never know. I'm currently in the, like, I am ready. I don't know. You just have a lot of really good goals. Yeah.
You have a lot of good goals for our team.
Well, I mean,
and our studio in general.
Without just having goals, what are you going to do with your life? You know, you have to have stuff that you're working toward.
Spin in circles.
Right.
Yeah. So, what's a goal that you have for yourself outside of your work life?
Oh my God, I feel like if you would have listened to any of our podcasts from earlier, it would be the same goal. It's just to get my yard figured out.
Which, this has been an ongoing, drowned the puncture vines.
No, I haven't.
No, you put a sprinkler system in though, last summer.
Yeah, thanks to Ange and Dave. Yep. They helped with that.
Now you're watering them. Wait, is that the whole point of puncture vines, is to drown them? Goat heads? Should have asked the Goathead Festival. They've gotten like how many pounds of goat heads out?
Millions.
Yeah.
I honestly don't want to talk about goat heads.
Okay, nope.
So
sore
pointless.
Subject.
Yeah. It's like it's a puncture vine in the wound. I think that's the goal is one of my main goals, right? Is to have a place that I can come back to after a busy day and feel like, one, my neighbors don't hate me because my yard's an eyesore. And two, I feel like this is not a, it feels like home.
Yeah.
So
your home feels like home.
I want it to feel
like home.
That's
like one of the things I probably miss about podcasting the most is getting to go to your home.
Oh my God. Well, I feel like I felt like every time that you showed up and my yard was a mess, I'm like, oh my God, this feels really awful.
Except most of the time I was like running in by the skin of my teeth, so I'm not even looking at your yard.
you were totally late.
I was always late. I've gotten better though.
Yeah, I believe you.
So hard.
I believe in you. I mean,
honestly. But then I really was. I was running late. I wasn't looking at your yard. I was just like beelining it to the door.
Who cares if you're late?
I do.
Okay, so then I can't argue with that.
You want to get rid of puncture vines? I'm working on my timeliness.
Okay. May I offer a suggestion?
Absolutely.
I feel like the whole time I've known you, this has been something that we're working on, right?
Every time, yes.
So my question is, at what point do you accept and understand that this is just a part of who I am, and it doesn't say anything about how much I value the other person, but it's
caring what they think, right? Because I know that...
Do you care about what everybody thinks?
No. But I want to be courteous. That's the one thing.
Courteous.
And like
yeah,
you said,
fair.
And your thing is that always like wanting to be kind to people, you know, always being kind. I think one of the kindest things that you can do is know people's name.
Okay.
Names are huge.
Names are huge.
Remember something about them. Mm-hmm. And when you have made a commitment to them, like you follow through on your commitment.
Okay. So then I'm going to need you to start being on time to class.
I know. Well, I'm not, the other day there was a really bad accident, but I was early. Whole half hour.
I'm just
the other day.
I know, because I scheduled a meeting early and I didn't tell you where it was.
I know.
Listen, it's gonna be fine. Major in the major. That's me. I'm the major in the major and I'm a minor on the minors. It's a minor for me.
I don't think it is a minor for you though. You're pretty good about timeliness.
It's actually, well,
I feel like we can dispute this another time.
100%. Yeah.
When we have more time.
Two.
Next podcast talking, which is funny because one of the things that I coach on is time management.
Okay.
Which I will say.
Do you need to coach yourself?
I'm good at time management.
Yeah.
Like getting a lot of shit done.
Right.
But being on time with the time management, I will say those that don't do, they teach. I am working on it though. So I do have to segue.
Yeah.
And this is like the worst segue transition because when... I'm dying. I'm like getting all these texts in from our friends from last night.
Oh.
Talking about the party bus. I'm like, the party bus coming. Okay.
Which I'm
shiny
still,
thing.
I'm still kind of like, we probably should have gotten on there. Probably. I thought that when we went back to Katie's house that there was going to be more of a party.
You thought Jai Wolf was going to be there.
I was hoping so. Sajib.
Yep.
Because we shared a really intimate moment, me and him. Yeah, I have a picture of it.
He was like, I was looking at this, the energy between him and Lewis the Child. Like Jai Wolf, which I played Jai Wolf for yoga.
Yeah.
Lewis the Child is like my go-to for cycle bar.
Yeah.
But Jai Wolf, he was like talking with his hands. Did you notice that? You were probably just looking so deeply into his eyes.
I could swear that we had a cosmic connection.
I think you did.
That wasn't.
That's why I was so sad when we didn't get to meet him afterwards. I was already planning the wedding and I'm like, what are the colors going
to
be?
You know what I was planning? I was planning to give Lewis the Child a whole bunch of shit about their performance.
Really?
Yeah, because I felt like at the end of the day, really what they did was they showed up and they pressed play. And then they mouthed along to the music.
They did some different remixes.
In the moment?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I know. Because I tried to find the remix of Strange on Spotify that they did because it was so good. Mm. It's not on there. And there's 20 different remixes of Strange.
I'm going to trust you because I really don't know their music. But to me, maybe that's the test of a true innovator.
That's
is
hard with DJs,
they make
though.
It look very easy.
I think that's how you... Okay, so think of a good cycle star, right?
Yeah.
When they make everything
effortless.
Look so... It's effortless.
Yes.
And I think that... Because there was a time when I looked to Katie, I go, that transition, though. Like, the transition from one song to the next was so good.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, like, I don't know, maybe I'm going to reach out to, what were their names? Kenny and
Jeremy.
Something. Reach out, I'll have them on the pod.
Great.
But I think that's where, like, a lot of the work is done on the back end, because they're putting together these remixes, they're putting together all these transitions, they're bringing in other artists. Like, they do a really good job on diversity in their artists that they bring in. Not to get technical, but that's what I really like about their music.
Yes, but another bone to pick with them. So when you bring them on the pod,
you should bring them into your concert.
May I be a guest, like, co-host that day?
You can be the Dak or the Amanda.
Monica. Okay, but... Why wouldn't you just during the concert actually even give credit to who's singing?
They did. They did the video.
The video tells me nothing. I can see an image of a person. I don't know who that is. Give me an actual, like, put letters on the screen.
Yeah.
Is that just, okay. is
no,
that,
that's, I no, mean, that's whatever. Courteous. That's courteous. That's being kind.
Well,
giving credit where credit is due.
It was
I'll
a great
let
concert.
Them know. It was a good concert. Anyways, my segue was when I put up that everyone was just so curious about you.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have to know you're very admired, and people are just like, this person says, I've always wanted to sit down with her and hear her life. I have so many questions for her.
Okay, so what are the questions?
So one says,
give it to me straight. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one, Shelps. How did you become one of the coolest people? The country, not even the Treasure Valley, the country needs to know.
Oh my God. Listen, can I give you a nugget of truth?
Yeah.
Don't care what the fuck anybody else thinks.
Damn.
Just
you
do your life.
First.
Yeah. I mean, sorry for swearing.
No, you're authentic.
I mean, I don't know. Cool by whose definition, though?
Well, by this person's definition.
And... to be fair, I love them. I don't know who they are.
They are a cool person.
Yeah. Okay. Then, I don't know. You're true to
it's
yourself,
Lewis
right?
the Child. The children.
Which one? Jeremy? Because Jeremy and I are beefing. Just kidding. No, I don't know. How do you become cool? You just do what you want to do.
I agree with you.
Right?
I think those are the coolest people, that they are cool by their own standards.
Yeah.
And they don't look to others for approval.
I'm suddenly wishing that I hadn't drank all my wine. I'll get some more. Carry on. Questions.
Carry on. What is your favorite thing about Cycle Bar?
Spreadsheets.
Really?
I do love spreadsheets.
I do love a good Excel doc.
Honestly,
I actually
no.
love Excel.
I know. I'm just joking. Honestly, the people. That's a cliche answer for sure.
No, but it is. We're all about community. And I remember the first time JP, people might not know this, JP helped to come up with the slogan of Cycle Bar, which I don't know if they like use it on their website right now. But when we first started, Cycle Bar didn't have a mission statement.
Okay.
and it was fueling energetic communal experiences.
That's right by my desk.
Yep. Where he came up with that.
Yeah, that's rad.
Communal. And I had never heard the, maybe I had, but it hadn't stood out to me until then, but yeah. Communal.
Yeah.
And now I use it, like even with womenists, I'm like, how do we build a communal experiences?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
like you said last night, like yeah. it felt like a worship experience and that people are communal, they're together, they're celebrating.
Yeah. Because honestly, like here's the thing. Did I ever really think that energy, quote unquote, was that like a real thing? Probably not. But honestly, it really is because you can feel what people are going through and your feelings can change the temperature of the room. And so there have been so many rides where, you know, you're riding next to someone and it's so yeah. like, it's just, I love you. You know,
oh,
you,
yeah.
you turn left you feel and right the love. And you're like, this is so great.
Yeah. And that's what I hope. I mean, as an instructor, like when you ride with, yeah. it's a gift, honestly, when as an instructor, especially with the year we've had, because people are constantly, you know, subbing depending on what's going on in our communities mm-hmm. and especially last year. And so when you actually get to take a class with one of your instructors, which our team loves each other. And yeah. so to get to ride with someone who you really admire, yeah. you really look up to, you enjoy the communal bonding anyways. And then when you like hop on the bike and the person next to you is like, you're riding today?
Right.
I'm like, I hope this is how every one of our riders feels
yeah.
when they come in. It's like, oh, I get a ride next to you. And
yeah.
do you think it's so cool when people who don't know each other outside the studio, but they met in the studio, like they ride together yes. and they start to form relationships.
Yeah. Ah, that's honestly one of my that. Most favorite things to do is to say, hey, yes. do you know so-and-so? Yeah. You guys should meet.
Yes.
Like it's almost like you're a little mini matchmaker totally. And you're creating a new, like a new friendship. And really that should be what life's about is yeah. making sure that you are constantly making more friends, yeah. making relationships that, yeah. you know, that are
just intentional. I think just connecting. Like, yes. it's not even like you have to become friends with them, but just like connecting with the people around you, connecting with the person in line with you at the grocery store.
Right.
Like holding the person next. And I love what you said is that, like, you never know what people are going through. And so you should always be kind.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not the easiest thing to do always. Right. We all have our days. And so sometimes we show up and we're like, I have very little patience.
Right.
I am like, my tolerance is very low. But it's always remembering that, like, someone out there is having a worse day than you. Someone out there is mm-hmm. going through far thicker shit than you are.
Right.
You know?
And it kind of puts your shit into perspective, too, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, God, if the worst thing that I'm dealing with is the fact that I might get a letter from the city of Caldwell about my yard.
They can't give you a letter. Caldwell?
I've gotten many letters.
Are you kidding me? Yes. They need to clean up their own sidewalks then.
Well, listen.
So many puncture vines on those sidewalks.
I'm not gonna comment on what they're
they
doing.
They give you, oh.
Yeah.
Then say, hey, do you have any resources for how I can get rid of these?
Well, actually, last year they actually mowed my lawn down and I had to pay a lot of money to have it paid for. Whoa. But I was happy with it. I mean, I didn't have to do it, so it was really nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Caldwell's like, hey, we're going to do you a favor and then we're going to bill you for it.
Weed abatement. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways. Okay.
What is your proudest moment and what has been your biggest learning moment? Mm.
I mean, personally or professionally?
I'll say personally on this one.
Okay. That's good. Honestly, I feel like COVID for me was, I was built for COVID, right?
Yeah.
Quarantine. I love being by myself. I just have to do Zoom. That's great.
Yeah.
But also you realize, no, listen, I actually need to be in the room yeah. with humans. And that's, you know, I love that aspect also. But for me, I was thinking about this a couple of days ago. It was not it financially, just pure like dollars and cents. It was a good time for me.
COVID?
Yeah. I mean,
because you couldn't travel or do anything.
Yeah, I know. So you're just putting money in the bank and putting it towards bills and all that jazz. And so to me, honestly, like I feel like even in the last like couple months, I felt like, okay, so now I feel like I can yeah. do, I can finances is not an issue for me yeah. anymore, which that
well,
used
shoot,
to be.
Then let's go get those Imagine.
We probably could. We totally could, but I don't want to pay.
I know. That's the thing. And that's where, like, you're so smart is that you really, like, think deeply about the choices you make.
It's a cost versus benefit. And
that's why I trust. That's why, like, this whole Disneyland trip's been really hard for me. Because I know that
you're smart. Do you want to give them the backstory? Just in, like, a 10-second?
We're supposed to go to Disneyland, and we can't because we're trying to save our money.
Yeah, that's okay.
I know.
Listen, it's about choices.
But that's where I really respect Luke, is that, like, he's someone who, if we're going to do something, we're all in.
Yeah.
Like, we don't half-ass anything.
I believe that.
Like, when we redid our bathroom, we were all in, yeah, and now we can't do anything else. But it's a really relaxing bathroom.
Yeah, it is relaxing.
But, like, the same, he said, he's like, if we do Disneyland, I want to do it the right way.
Right.
And, like, I want to fully enjoy the experience.
Well, I'm just going to let you know it's going to be more expensive next time.
Really?
Yeah, because
COVID.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Because we'll have kids?
Well, no, kids. Probably because we'll choose a different hotel and it'll be better. Oh, delicious. Man. It only
Well, then in that
better.
Case, we're spending the night with you guys.
You totally
Party.
Could.
You Can
totally
you imagine could. Four people in a room?
I don't mind.
Maybe the guys have a room and the girls have a room.
Honestly, it's
oh
been
Oh my
done.
Gosh, we'd have so much fun.
We probably would, actually.
Well, let's do that. Next time, not this time.
Post it to the group and let them know.
I'm gonna let them know.
Yeah, make them decide.
Jimmy, Maddie, Danielle, Derek, Nikki, slumber party.
At one time, we were like me and Danielle and Derek and Nikki were talking about just going to Disneyland. I think, or I don't know what was going on, but I was like, you guys can't have sex during the trip.
Oh my god!
And they were like, okay, like it's not a big deal. And I'm like, I don't know. I've never been married. I don't know.
Oh. On trips, it's a no-go. You're too tired.
Well, definitely after the way that we do Disney, oh you'd gosh. Be too tired for sure.
Oh, really? We're tired? Okay.
1,000,000%. You're going from like 6 a.m. to like 11 p.m.
6 a.m.? What time is the park open?
Maybe you have, well, you got to get ready for the day.
I've never known you to be anyone who takes a long time to get ready. When we were in Vegas, you were like, I'm done. I'm like, I know, just true. Washed my face.
I think we need to do Vegas again.
You do? Because you told me you never wanted to go back to Vegas the last time we went.
I think
the
we should go with. I think we should go with more people, and we need to get.
Oh, because I wasn't good enough for you.
Nope, that's not what I'm saying. You're
well. We. It was a very spontaneous trip.
It was.
We were on a budget.
We were totally on a budget.
Which is fun. We didn't watch a commercial.
We are also not now on a budget.
Tell them what we had to do
okay.
get money.
So.
To pay for-
We didn't have to get money. I had to get money.
I was with you in this journey, though.
Okay, yeah. You were a good friend, and you were like, I'm going to do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So we would
Nothing's
pass.
Fun when you do it by yourself.
Yeah, it's true. When we would, God, this is so embarrassing, but I don't really, I'm not
I
embarrassed
love this.
About it.
I wasn't embarrassed. And honestly, like, I was told not to spend money, so.
Oh.
I had
okay,
to
that
make
makes
money.
Me feel
Are you kidding
about
me?
It. No, when we would leave the Flamingo every day to kind of like walk every yeah. day. It makes it sound like we were there for like 7 weeks.
We were there for two nights.
Yeah, two nights.
And we found, left at sunrise.
We found a pill in our hotel room that probably was actually like a Sudafed
a
or a Tylenol PM. Yeah. I was trying to get a free night out of the hotel.
Is that
Drugs.
What you're trying to do?
Yeah. You gotta tell people like, hey, listen, this is not up to my standards.
I thought you were trying to say the cleanliness of the... Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah,
I'm following.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we would leave the Flamingo and we would go to like walk the strip and figure out what we were doing. And there would be these like kind of like buskers.
The people
like,
that you're
people,
like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, there are people asking you to like give your opinion on an NBC show. And so then one morning, I think after we went to Starbucks for breakfast,
yes.
I was like... Let's do it.
Yeah.
I mean, 15 bucks.
Pay for our Steve Aoki tickets.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Was Steve Aoki only $15?
Maybe 30 or 40.
Yeah. It helped contribute a good majority of it.
It did. Over half of it.
Yeah. And I feel like we were in that.
I felt really valued. Like my voice was being heard in society.
I still haven't seen that show come out on NBC
though.
Did
you see the commercial though?
No.
I couldn't tell you what it's called, but I remember when it came on, I was like, babe, I hope.
I helped
pick out this commercial. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah, I helped. There were different options that were given to me, and I chose which one I liked best. Don't know if this is the one, though.
So funny.
I actually have a name in the director's cut.
Yeah. It's on your IMDb page.
Yes.
Cool.
It says I'm... Yeah.
No, but we really did have. I mean, honestly, you wouldn't have told it by my face at Steve Aoki, but I literally did have a fun time.
No, you had fun, and I could tell.
We were also getting hit on a ton by
and we were so
random random guys. Yeah, I feel like we caught it. We can do Vegas a lot differently.
This time, we don't have to be from Alaska.
and going to Vegas for a hair convention.
And carrying polar bears with us on our carry-ons.
But God, did we have a good time.
We had the best time.
And here's what I say, why I say, like, I think it would be better with more people is because there's more, it's not that you're not enough, but it is more fun to have, to invite friends along, mm-hmm. you know? So We just need to do another, like quick trip.
I think that's how you have to do Vegas. I wouldn't spend more than two nights there.
No.
This time we're seeing Little John. Little Jonathan.
1,000%. Before I die. Okay, we just have to get a table. I know that that's bougie, but we have to have one.
But we're not getting a bottle.
We are getting a bottle.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
It's going to be... Do you know how much... I was actually... A post popped up on my Instagram today that said, like... about how a bottle costs like $300 for what you'd pay for like $40.
Is he still
in
residency?
This is where I'm being practical, yeah. But honestly, and I love Little Jonathan, I really want to see Steve Aoki again. He is so talented. And even the guy leading up to him was so talented, the Irish DJ. Okay, we'll sort that out. If you want to go, we're going to rent a party bus from Boise to Vegas.
We're not going to. No? It's called a Party Southwest.
A party direct. A party jet.
Oh my, no, we need to do it. It would be a lot of fun.
How about
convention?
It's in December, right?
Maybe. Okay, they're trying to figure out if it's going to be
in person or
virtual.
Well, last time Pitbull came, so.
Oh, I don't want to see Pitbull.
I don't either. He was
He's from Miami and he's old.
Well, he was on, when I lived in New York, he was the Drop the Ball show.
Oh, yeah.
Luke was not happy.
Dick Van Dyke? No.
I don't remember.
Richard Marx. Who cares? Anyways, carry on.
Who's your celebrity crush?
I just posted about this on my Instagram. Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
he's
age
appropriate and he is effing hot. And he also is one of the most genuinely kind humans. If I can believe
really
everything on the internet,
which you can't.
God, and look at that hair.
Great hair.
Super long. Love it. And it's going gray.
That's how I feel about Steve Aoki and his hair.
100%.
I love you, honey, but.
I know.
Steve Aoki's hair.
If you and Luke suddenly were no longer.
Steve Aoki?
For one reason, because Luke's maybe tragically died. Yes. Is Steve Aoki the next guy?
He works really hard, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has time for a relationship.
But so does Luke.
Yeah, true. Okay. 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 Last question. What's the funniest thing that has happened to you and Jen? Oh, that you could share.
What is the funniest thing that's happened? Do you have an idea?
On the spot?
I know that you, well, you knew about it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I can think of some things, but like the funniest thing?
I'm really bad at this.
I know.
I
got
probably
nervous.
I probably didn't take a picture.
Yeah. I will say.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you should say it. If you're
these are like,
questioning
it's like
it,
a tie between like most embarrassing moments.
Love.
And funniest.
Okay, fair enough. Go for it.
What?
Embarrassing
the
for who?
Funniest.
For me?
Both, probably.
What happened?
Honestly, I don't even know.
Okay.
Well, hold on. What have we done together?
We've
I
done
just keep
of
thinking stuff. Of Vegas now, and Vegas was just in itself, like, honestly, like, tell.
I don't know. What about Vegas?
It was just a weird trip.
It was so much
fun.
We've
done Bend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do remember that one. It's not embarrassing, but it's just funny. The one time that we went to dinner in Bend and you like, I think you had a bad glass of wine or something.
Yeah,
like
I'd
that.
Had a bad glass of wine.
Can you have a bad glass of wine?
That one was bad.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, I just giggled and spaced out.
And meanwhile, me and Danielle were
and you
just
guys
kind
thought
of like,
it was you were making up songs that
we
night.
We were writing a musical.
You're writing a musical.
Actually, we write a lot of phenomenal musicals.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably how Judah gets his inspiration.
Well,
there's got to be something funnier. Let's think about this because we've had some weird times.
I know. No, it is.
We'll come back.
I can't. Okay.
That was a lot on the spot.
It definitely does make me feel like maybe I'm a polished turd because I don't have
that is your line. I'd never heard polished turd until you came up with that.
Oh yeah, I'm totally a normal turd.
Well,
sometimes
you are the schwit.
Yeah, Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here today, by the
Thanks.
Way.
Yeah. I feel like we didn't cover anything except for just laughing about random stuff.
We covered at least four of these questions.
Okay, great.
But I think that if there's anything you can leave people with, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. I mean, listen, wherever you're at, whatever you're working through, that's right where you're supposed to be. Take your time, feel your feelings, and then figure out like what's next. I don't know.
And our new writer special at Cycle Bar, is it phenomenal?
It's a phenomenal deal. No, and also maybe just, yeah, like come and try a ride.
Oh, yeah, or two. Try, honestly, three rides.
Maybe just be members with us for like the next like 5 years.
Ten. Such a deal.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, thank you for taking time on your Friday. I think you're already well on your way to finding balance between your work life and your enjoyable life.
Oh, for sure. Today,
which
I'm
your work
go
life
home.
Is enjoyable. So
it's true. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Maybe that's how you find the balance, is that you work and you do what you love.
Yeah. I think that.
And you squeeze in more concerts and trips.
I mean, honestly, that's
and
the
kayaking.
Goal. Yes, I do want to kayak more. Thank you, Genevieve.
I got you.
Okay. Cool.
All right. All right, Life Sessers, have a wonderful rest of your week. I hope this finds you well. We'll see you next time. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode brought some zest into your life. And if you think this podcast will bring value to someone else, please feel free to share. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. You can also find more insight on my Instagram at Genevieve_Nuttinghaworth. And click the link in this episode's description where you can find my website. All right, I can't wait to rally with you next week.